Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Intelligence type with astrology case study. Julianne's Virgo ascendant in Shravana sets the tone for a mind that learns through deep listening, observation, and memory. Shravana brings intelligence that is perceptive, structured, and devoted to meaningful understanding. Across her chart, we see clearly defined expressions of interpersonal, intrapersonal, linguistic, existential, bodily kinesthetic, and visual spatial intelligence shaped by planetary positions in psychologically charged nakshatras and purpose-driven houses. In the seventh house, Julianne carries a dynamic trio, Sun, Mercury, and Jupiter in Ashlesha, which powerfully supports interpersonal intelligence. Ashlesha adds emotional strategy, subtle perception, and psychic precision. The Sun gives presence and identity in one-on-one dynamics. Mercury brings verbal acuity and flexible thinking, and Jupiter infuses wisdom, belief, and moral depth. Together, these placements allow her to navigate relationship, negotiation, and emotionally intelligent communication with a rare combination of insight, integrity, and persuasive calm. This same cluster strongly activates both linguistic and intrapersonal intelligence. Mercury in Ashlesha allows Julianne to analyze tone, language, and emotional motive, crafting her communication with clarity and resonance. Jupiter adds internal structure and ethical reflection, giving her a sense of what is right beyond what is simply effective. She is likely to express herself thoughtfully, integrating emotional intelligence with philosophical depth, a mind designed for counseling, teaching, or meaning-making through language. In the 10th house, Mars in Vishaka and Ketu in Swati point to existential intelligence and bodily kinesthetic intelligence working together in her public and professional life. Mars in Vishaka gives purposeful drive, ethical courage, and a strong sense of direction in career. Ketu in Swati adds subtle mastery and detachment. Julianne is not motivated by status, but by alignment. This combination supports her in roles that blend will and wisdom, healing justice, strategic leadership, integrative systems work, or any path where conviction must meet timing and diplomacy. Venus in Purva Falguni in the 8th house brings forth visual spatial intelligence with an emotional and transformative tone. She likely processes intimacy, trust, and self-worth through aesthetic structure, able to create emotionally potent experiences through design, sensuality, or atmosphere. Her intelligence here comes through perception of visual harmony as a vehicle for healing or insight. She may be drawn to sacred design, sensual healing arts, or roles where emotional and energetic depth are translated into visual or relational beauty. The moon in Jeshta in her 11th house sharpens her interpersonal intelligence within group dynamics. Jeshta adds emotional maturity, psychic leadership, and guarded wisdom. She likely holds emotional awareness for the collective without needing to dominate it. She may prefer to work with small, intentional circles where depth is prioritized over visibility. Her role in community is often that of emotional anchor, guiding others through intuitive clarity and earned authority. Altogether, Julianne's chart expresses a refined synthesis of psychological, aesthetic, and existential perception. She thinks with feeling, speaks with precision, and leads with subtle strength. Her intelligence is not just cognitive, it is rhythmic, emotional, relational, and ethical. She is someone who builds insight into structure, beauty into transformation, and emotional truth into forms that guide, heal, or inspire. Career based on intelligence for Julianne. Julianne's career path is supported by a constellation of refined and psychologically attuned intelligences, each grounded in her Virgo ascendant in Shravana, the nakshatra of the listener, the recorder of wisdom, and the one who perceives through sound, memory, and rhythm. Her strongest expressions of interpersonal, intrapersonal, linguistic, existential, bodily kinesthetic, and visual spatial intelligence give her the ability to operate in complex emotional, intellectual, and socially transformative environments. The cluster of Sun, Mercury, and Jupiter in Ashlesha, in her seventh house, makes Julianne naturally suited for relationship-based professions that require depth psychology, emotional intelligence, and verbal precision. She is likely drawn to roles such as therapist, mediator, trauma coach, or strategist, positions where subtle insight into power dynamics, emotional nuance, and moral consequence are essential. Her language carries weight, and she may be recognized for her ability to say what others are afraid to name, especially in intimate, legal, or ethical contexts. Mercury in this trio also gives her refined linguistic intelligence, suggesting natural ability in emotionally intelligent writing, public speaking, or editing. She may excel in ghostwriting, therapeutic narrative coaching, content design for mental health or spirituality, or consulting roles where communication is the transformation. Jupiter, meanwhile, gives her the intrapersonal capacity to guide others, not just from knowledge, but from self-awareness, making her a strong candidate for leadership in conscious communication, ethics training, or coaching that aligns belief with behavior. In her 10th house, Mars in Vishaka and Ketu in Swati suggest a career style marked by existential clarity and strategic action. She may be drawn to social justice, psychological transformation, or visionary entrepreneurship, anything that fuses personal will with public purpose. Mars pushes her to lead or pioneer, while Ketu prefers subtle mastery, making her well-suited for behind-the-scenes influence or specialized authority. Roles in healing justice, spiritual activism, legal reform, or esoteric business strategy could be highly aligned. Her Venus in Purva Falguni in the 8th house expresses through visual spatial intelligence in transformative, private, or emotionally charged domains. She may find success in therapeutic aesthetics, sacred sexuality, energy healing, or arts that touch on desire, value, and emotional integration. She sees beauty not as decoration, but as a doorway to healing. And her work may involve guiding others into deeper worth through visual or sensory experience. With the moon in Jyeshta in her 11th house, Julianne holds emotional insight into collective spaces, offering interpersonal intelligence that is protective, strategic, and emotionally anchored. She may be the emotional compass in teams or communities, guiding through intuition and experience rather than showmanship. This makes her ideal for emotionally intelligent community leadership, trauma-informed network building, or mentorship in group healing or empowerment programs. Altogether, Julianne is best suited to careers where clarity, emotional intelligence, aesthetic structure, and moral depth come together, whether in private practice, conscious communication, transformative education, or spiritual leadership. Her intelligence doesn't shout. It listens, responds, and moves from within. She is here to bring precision to emotion, voice to insight, and a steady hand to the quiet work of transformation.